Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb for your Tuesday. Let's get things started with the good of the day.
All right, bear with me here, but there are two new shows that are on the horizon that will be coming to a streaming service near you.
Got it.
And I'm kind of excited about both of them. That's why I'm putting them in the good of the day. Whether you agree with me or not, that's you.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, the first one is a show titled Monsters at Work. Now, I know this is a cartoon. It's based off of Monsters Incorporated. And it's set 6 months after the original film that took place 20 years ago.
Right.
It's set 6 months after that with, you know, and it's just going to be a series. It's not a movie. It's a series.
We're using laughter now.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
But it is reprising, or not, I guess not reprising, but Billy Crystal and John Goodman are coming back to reprise their roles. And they've already started filming. And it's supposed to
really?
Come out. Yeah, it's supposed to come out in September. But no official date has been released yet.
You know, John Goodman is one of America's greatest actors.
Yes. Although, have you seen the Connors?
He works a lot.
Have you seen the Connors?
Oh, I have not.
I have an issue.
Is he mailing it in?
No. He's still really good. Okay. He's still really, really good. I mean, him playing that role is you know, it's becoming iconic. There's one main issue I have with it. He is way too skinny.
Oh, he's lost weight?
He has lost a ton of weight.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And
sometimes we don't like that with portly actors.
I kind of like the portly Dan Connor.
Yeah, that's right.
And seeing him now, I mean, it just good for him.
Oh, sure. You know, we don't want him to die of obesity.
No, he was overweight for many, many years. You know, inspiring should be the word used. But at the same time, I'm watching it, and it's like I'm not liking this. My wife felt the same way. She's like, yeah, it's not the same. We kind of like him as a portly man.
If you're a fan of Danny McBride and his comedy, The Righteous Gemstones on HBO, he plays a fatherly evangelical preacher. He's very, very good in that.
Is he skinny in that one?
No.
All right.
So, but he will be in season two, I guess, whenever they film that. So what's the second show?
The second one I thought maybe you would enjoy as well. Coming to HBO Max. No timeline given on this one either. It's just in the works. It's in the talking stage.
Right.
But they're more than likely coming out with a Harry Potter series.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Is that true? Really? That's awesome.
I don't know.
How are they doing that?
I don't know what timeline they're basing it off of or when, you know, what the show. There's very few details about it out right now. But I think they've seen the success of, you know, what Mandalorian brought. So Disney was able to create a series. You know, now we have Marvel creating a series. And Harry Potter's wanting to get into the game as well.
That's pretty cool. I do worry, though. And it's not a worry like I'm worried. Like, it's not a big worry. But we're original with old content. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, I need some. Where's the new stuff? Where's the brand new stuff? Like, here's a new world with new people and new conflicts and new issues. And, you know, it feels like everything is always like, hey, did you dig this when you were a kid? Now we're doing this for you. Did you dig that when you were a teenager? Now we're doing this for you. Like, where's the new stuff? Like, the Harry Potter series sounds great. I mean, if it is true, I don't know where they're putting it. You know, we're already doing the Fantastic Beast stuff before.
Right.
There was a Broadway play showing them as adults. So is there something in the middle? I mean, I guess that would be kind of neat, I guess.
I guess, you know, I mean, if it's done right.
No, well, I mean, as long as they're doing it, I guess as long as maybe it's set in that world, but like Mandalorian, it's set in that world, but it's a whole different storyline with a whole different amount of people.
I love the wizard stuff. I love, you know, guys waving wands around. I you know, it's always fun, entertaining. I mean, Fantastic Beasts sometimes gets a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, the storyline's a little hard to follow. They cleaned it up a little bit in the last one, but it was, you know, that first one was really hard to follow.
Yeah. It's not my favorite series, but I watch it when it's out.
But I like what Mandalorian did, which is we're just taking characters and, you know, we're setting it in that time frame, that era.
Yeah.
Or that galaxy, I should say.
Right. So, yeah, that sounds very interesting. I kind of like those.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
To see.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, for the first time in 37 years, Budweiser will not be running an in-game ad during the Super Bowl.
I saw this and I thought it was a joke. I was like, really? They just aren't doing it, huh?
Instead, they're focusing their that money that they put into marketing towards the pandemic, COVID vaccine. COVID.
So they're giving money for vaccines.
Yeah, they are having. That's good. They are going to have an ad streaming, telling people to go and get tested. I guess they're donating their money to Ad Council and COVID Collaboratives Vaccine Education Initiative.
I got to think Budweiser has had record profits in 2020.
I would think so too, right?
Right, with the quarantine, it's like people are like, give me 7 cases of that, right? Good for them. That's good. But 37 years, give us something. Because they've had some of the more fun and some of the more iconic ads in Super Bowl history. I mean, They gave us Clydesdales kneeling at the Twin Towers after the destruction after 9/11. This very emotional ad. Remember that? They gave us Bud Bowl. I remember being in high school when Bud Bowl happened. Yep. I thought this was great, fun.
Gave us the
animatronic
frogs.
Thing. They gave us the frogs.
Unfortunately, they did give us What's Up.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
That one, yeah. That was fun the first time you saw it. But
and then it got
80 millionth time. You're like, okay, God, this is terrible.
Then they
terrible.
Put it with everything. They made videos. Yeah. Oh, God, it was driving me nuts.
But yeah, no, this is, it's going to be weird.
Yeah, it is going to be weird.
You don't think you really notice it, but you always count on every Super Bowl. It's like, all right, they're going to give us a good one. They always give us a sentimental one, and they always give us a funny one.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah,
and
exactly.
This year, they're giving us nothing.
That's incredible.
And unfortunately, they are joining Coke and Pepsi. Pepsi is, instead of Coke and Pepsi, I guess I've seen losses.
Who is advertising in the Super Bowl if these iconic brands have decided to pull out?
Guess GoDaddy, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Can you imagine being a sales executive for CBS Television going, hey, obviously you guys want to buy the Super Bowl, right? And they're like, yeah, about that. Sorry.
Or was it one of those you're the account manager and that you always just count on them. Budweiser, do I put you down for 230s, 360s? What do you guys want this year?
Exactly.
Nothing,
I know, honey,
we
want to buy that summer house, but don't worry, Super Bowl's coming. And I've got the two iconic brands ready to sign onto the dotted line.
They all Clark Griswold and in order to get the deposit, for them to break ground in spring, I had to put the deposit down. I didn't have enough in the checking account.
Imagine having Budweiser's account and they don't buy.
And they don't buy
the Super Bowl.
That's gotta hurt.
That's gotta sting. That's gotta sting. So all right. So what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is a fun story, Tony, that a woman stabbed her husband multiple times.
Multiple times.
Multiple
Not just
times.
Once, multiple times.
And the reason why she stabbed him was because she found a photo of her husband with a younger woman.
See, this is you got to be careful, people.
Yeah, but it turns out that the photo that she saw was a picture of the couple many, many years ago.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Was it before they met?
No. It was when they were dating.
Okay. So she saw a picture
of
him with another of herself in a picture.
Because
this was her.
This was her.
She thought it was somebody else.
She thought it was somebody else.
How could you not know that was you?
I don't know.
All right.
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I think I would recognize a photo of myself or my wife.
Absolutely.
Back when we were dating. In fact, I know I would because we have them up in our house and I've never once went, honey.
I know.
Who is this girl that I'm standing next to?
Yeah.
Never once has that crossed my mind to say.
I look at pictures. We have pictures of our wedding and honeymoon around the house. And I'm always like, every time I walk by the picture, I go, man, what happened to me? Why? How in the world did I gain all of this weight in 20 plus years?
Yeah, that's not a good.
Right?
That's not fun.
I was thin and, slim for my wedding. And now I'm like, barely fit into my clothes.
Yep.
but even like my cousin posted a picture of me like as a teenager with like a mullet. I recognized myself immediately.
Right.
As a 15-year-old or whatever the heck it was.
So, unless...
I didn't go, who's that crazy kid with the weird hairdo from 1992?
The only thing I could think of was this, is that she saw the photo. Apparently, her husband probably still looks the same.
Right. She had no problems recognizing him.
No, not at all.
But she couldn't recognize herself.
She couldn't recognize herself. And instead of, I guess, talking to him about it, saying, who is this? Yeah, I just grab a knife and start stabbing.
If you're in the hospital recovering from stab wounds and your wife comes to you and go, yeah, I, wow, funny, that was me in that picture. My first, I would be like, three words, get a lawyer. Yeah. We're not doing this ever anymore. Yep. It's over. Well, she's obviously going to jail, right? So she's, right? She's not getting away with this.
No, I can't imagine she is.
Right? Stabbing a person.
Stabbing a person multiple times, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Multiple times. Not just once. You didn't just come at him once and, you know, and then question. This was literally, yeah, we're
that's nuts.
I guess we would say intent to kill.
Yeah, right. Intent to kill would probably be a good way to put that. All right. Well, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. All right. Coming up next, Super Bowl history on this date. Got a couple to get to. Some of, you know, trip your memory banks and kind of go down memory lane. We'll also Pat Donovan, WDAE, to not only talk about the Buccaneers preparing for the Super Bowl, the life with Tom Brady in the city, but also the city in general is becoming a title town part two, maybe stealing it a little bit from Boston. All right, that's coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.